on this episode, Connecting with Sexual Energy.
This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thanks for being here. So on this episode, we're going to talk about what is really one of the kind of underlying foundational things that is involved in a lot of the sexual health stuff that we want to work on if we're going to move along this journey of getting more out of our sexual energy and our sex life and our sexuality in general. And that is our connection with that sexual energy, because most guys as youth, and then especially as guys end up going down the path of porn in a lot of cases, at least at some point, we have a tendency to kind of have a bit of a one-way relationship with our sexual energy, meaning we feel it, we're influenced by it, we can feel the, you know, we can feel it when we're more aroused, you can feel it when you have an orgasm, of course you feel its impact. However, it's very much a one-way kind of relationship. And it's also in that one direction that it moves. It's not very clear and nuanced and understood. So if we are going to have better stamina and last longer, if we're going to be able to transmute that sexual energy into other forms of energy and into creativity, and remember, our entire life is creativity. Our mission to create the version of ourselves that we want to be, to build the life that we want to build, that is a creative process. And of course, sexual energy is our most powerful creative energy. So if we're going to transmute sexual energy into creativity and into other forms of energy, we need to deepen and broaden our connection with that sexual energy, and we need to make it two ways. We need to make that a two-way street where we're communicating both directions. So let's talk about some details of exactly what I mean by that and what you can do about it. So when it comes to improving your stamina, for example, what that really boils down to, there's obviously specific things that we can work on. There's things with your root muscle, there's breathing techniques, there's thrusting techniques, there's all of these things we can work on when it comes to your stamina. But what it really comes down to is it comes down to your sexual energy overwhelming you and thus not being able to control it. So when it comes to our stamina, if we want to improve that, then we need to improve our relationship with that sexual energy so that we can not only feel it in more detail and understand it better and understand what's happening, but also so that we can communicate with it, so we can have that two-way form of communication. And what that allows us to do is start to guide that energy, start to dissipate it when we want to dissipate it, start to channel it and funnel it in a direction, start to, again, guide it, right? And it's, I think guide is a better word than control, because in the end, it's not something that we can have absolute control over, but we can most definitely guide it to a very large degree. So as you deepen your connection with sexual energy, you're going to have better stamina because you're going to be able to communicate with that energy and guide it and understand it, where you will just automatically end up having better stamina as you deepen that part of the relationship. Then the other big part of this is transmuting that sexual energy into other forms of energy. This is where really the guiding part starts to be even more important, because if we're going to execute that process of transmuting this energy into other forms of energy, into creativity and physical energy and drive and confidence and enthusiasm and all these things it will turn into. If we're going to really be able to turn it into that, we need to move it in our body and actually get it out of strictly the sexual part of our body and move it into the rest of our body and into the rest of our being. So we need to be able to influence it and send it off in different directions and guide it in that process as well. So a couple of things that you can do to improve your relationship with sexual energy, to understand it better, be able to guide it, and deepen that connection. One is to practice being in a more meditative state when you're engaged in sexual activity. Now, especially this is going to apply to edging. You can apply this, of course, to sex, and there may be times when that kind of state is really awesome to be in together, and there may be other times when you're together with your partner when it maybe is not described as meditative. We'll just say that. But definitely when you're edging, we want to be in that meditative place as much as possible. So of course, practicing actually meditating outside of edging is going to be very helpful in that, to say the least. But as you edge, you want to approach it that way, because when you're in that meditative place, what meditation is really about, which you can't really sum up meditation in a sentence or two, but I'll do my best. And I think what meditation is really about is it's about awareness. It's about starting to become more aware of the present moment, of what is happening inside of us, of our thoughts and our deep-seated beliefs and our dreams and the world around us and people in general. Now, as we meditate, we don't think about all those things, but what we do is we practice being aware. A lot of cases, we're practicing being aware of the breath or whatever else you're kind of using as an anchor, but we're practicing awareness. And then the more aware we are, the more it translates into understanding and having awareness of all those other things. So if you're practicing meditation on its own, it's going to help you do this. And then you approach your edging with that meditative place in mind, because when you're more aware, you can be more aware of what's happening in your body, and you can start to develop that awareness and that more nuanced, rich awareness of your sexual energy and what it actually, what's actually happening. One thing I would suggest as part of that is kind of go through a process where something like this. So you start edging and you're following your breath, and close your eyes, because when you close your eyes to the outer world, you very much open your eyes more so to your inner world. This is a very logical kind of thing that happens when we turn off one of our senses. Our brain sort of heightens the other senses. And at a basic level, there's more brain power to devote to a smaller number of senses when we eliminate one. When our eyes are open, your brain is processing a huge number of things. Even if you're in a relatively simple, stable environment, your brain is still processing all these visual things. When you close your eyes, now your brain can do much more paying attention to what's happening in your body. So close your eyes, then kind of dive down with your awareness down into your body, from your head down into your body. And then try to find the sexual energy that you're feeling. So as you're edging, close your eyes, dive down into your body like you're looking at it from the inside, and then try to find that energy and give it some descriptive qualities. Like, is it bright? It might be helpful to think about it as a bright light. Is it warm or does it tingle? It might be helpful to think about it in those kind of tactile sensations. But the more that you can sort of identify and see the sexual energy, the more you're deepening your connection with it. And as you deepen your connection with it, the next part of that is going to be starting to guide it. So one of the beneficial things about giving that sexual energy a visual representation, thinking about it as being, for example, a bright light, is now you can use that visual image to give instructions to your body to move that energy around. Meaning, if you're wanting to draw that energy up your spine and along that microcosmic orbit, if you're wanting to draw it in that direction, as you're executing that, you can be seeing in your mind seeing that light move up your body. That kind of goal picture is very powerful in giving our body instructions. And we can absolutely affect what is happening in our body with our mind in really powerful ways. For example, they've done studies where they've taken a group of, I think, students, it was, and they asked them to imagine a spot on their forehead being warm, and they could measure actual temperature increases on their forehead. So we can influence what is actually happening in our body and what our body does by the goal pictures that we set for it with our imagination. So you can actually have a very large impact on moving this sexual energy around by using that kind of like visual goal picture and setting that for your body. It may also be helpful, again, to kind of feel that tactile sensation of warmth. That, again, is something that you can sort of imagine moving up your body. So on previous episodes, as we've talked about various ideas, you know, around our stamina and around, you know, having a non-ejaculatory orgasm and these kind of things, and around transmuting sexual energy into creativity, we've talked about moving sexual energy. And that's really, in a lot of ways, what it comes down to. Of course, there's the physical aspect of that, meaning if we're going to be able to pull sexual energy up our spine along that microcosmic orbit, we need to have a strong root muscle. One of the reasons to do stamina training, root muscle training, or Kegels, depending on what you want to call it, to do that on a regular basis and have a strong root muscle, because there is that aspect of being able to move sexual energy. But a big part of it is this inner stuff where you can actually see that sexual energy and you can feel it and almost kind of dance with it. And then what you will find, the beautiful thing with this, is the more, one of the many beautiful things with this, is the more you connect with this, not only will you have better stamina, not only will you be able to start really moving and pulling and transmuting that energy, not only will you be able to work towards having non-ejaculatory orgasms, but also when you are in a sexual experience with a partner, the more deeply connected you are with your own sexual energy, the more deeply you're going to be able to connect with your partner on that level, and sex becomes way better. The more connected you get with your sexual energy, the more you can feel those nuances, the more you can really bring your awareness to it, the more you can guide it, the better sexual experiences you're going to have, both solo and with a partner. So wherever you are in this journey, understand that that's part of what we want to be working on, is deepening that connection with sexual energy, enriching it, making it a two-way sort of communication, giving it some of those physical characteristics so we can really connect our mind with it and start to move it around. And although it may seem like kind of an out there sort of idea, it's actually very practical, and it will very much influence your sexual experiences, either solo with a partner. It will influence your ability to actually, you know, if we talk about practicing semen retention, a huge part of that is we want to take that energy and we want to apply it to the rest of our life. And a big part of being able to do that is to sort of get it moving in that cycle where it's not strictly sexual energy. And the more you can deepen that communication, the more you're going to be able to do that as well. So let me know what questions you have about this. Let me know if you'd like to schedule a coaching call with me. You can do that via the link in the show notes. If you have questions or feedback, you can shoot me a text, 801-742-1439. Thank you again for listening. Go out, kick ass, and we'll talk to you soon.